I am Luis Martinez Fernandez, professor of history at the University of Central Florida, and you're listening to the Riches Documentary Podcast.
Ocala.
Tavares.
Daytona Beach.
Oviedo.
Apopka.
Orlando.
Lake Helen.
Winter Park.
Eustis.
Sanford.
Welcome to the Riches Documentary Podcast. Riches, the regional initiative for collecting the histories, experience, and stories of Central Florida, is an umbrella program housing interdisciplinary public history projects that bring together different departments at the University of Central Florida with profit and nonprofit sectors of the community in order to promote the collection and preservation of the region's history. By facilitating research that records and presents the stories of communities, businesses, and institutions in Central Florida, Riches seeks to provide the region with a deeper sense of its heritage. This series will feature a podcast every 2 weeks, in the middle and at the end of each month, that will explore various aspects of Central Florida history. In today's episode, the Winter Garden Heritage Foundation, Preserving Florida's Past, we examine the relationship between the city of Winter Garden and the Winter Garden Heritage Foundation, as well as how the foundation has changed over time.
Hello, I'm Nicholas Nemi, and thank you for listening to the Winter Garden Heritage Foundation, Preserving Florida's Past, the third of our three-part series about the Winter Garden area. With these podcasts, we hope to offer you a greater understanding, not only of the history of Central Florida, but of the people and institutions that preserve and educate their communities. Winter Garden has undergone tremendous change in the last century, going from an agricultural base with very few residents to a suburban system of neighborhoods with a revitalized downtown area. In the last podcast, we were able to discover how the community changed over the 20th century, and in this podcast, we will explore how preserving the past has created a viable community in the 21st. The Winter Garden Heritage Foundation is constantly making strides to preserve the memories of Central Florida, whether they be historic landmarks or anecdotal remembrances. Contributing to this podcast are Phil Cross, the historian for the local chapter of the National Railway Historical Society, as well as host for the Central Florida Railroad Museum, Kay Kappelman, Education Coordinator and Interim Director of the Winter Garden Heritage Foundation, Lonnie McMillan, General Manager of the Garden Theater, and John Reese, Mayor of Winter Garden. We last left the city of Winter Garden as it struggled to recover from a devastating blow to the agricultural community. With the decline of the agricultural economy of Winter Garden, the city's downtown area became nay but abandoned. Kay Kappelman, Education Coordinator and Interim Director of the Winter Garden Heritage Foundation, explains the state of downtown.
And through the 1980s and into the 1990s, Winter Garden was in a terrible recession, depression. Downtown Winter Garden was pretty much abandoned during those years. Many of the buildings were vacant and boarded up, and virtually no one went downtown, especially in the evening.
Prior to the Heritage Foundation's creation, the city of Winter Garden utilized Florida's Main Street Community Program to foster economic development to revitalize the downtown of Winter Garden.
Yeah, Main Street, Florida is a state-run program. Communities apply to the state to become a Main Street community, and that comes with funding that allows you to hire a director. And in Winter Garden, we hired a director. The whole idea is to bring people to back to historic downtowns. Like I said earlier, in the 1980s and 90s, the downtown area of Winter Garden was pretty much abandoned. Most of the buildings were boarded up. There were a few offices, but not much in the way of retail space anymore. All of that had moved to shopping centers out on the major highways and malls. And so the Main Street organization works to bring people back to downtown and help small stores open. And so we did a lot of events, festivals, to try to bring people back into downtown when we were a Main Street organization. The only problem with the Main Street organization is, though, that it's not a nonprofit organization. It works to promote businesses, and so therefore can't be a 501c3. And so we found it necessary to create a 501c3 organization, which we called the Winter Garden Heritage Foundation, so that we could start going after preservation grant money. And then slowly, Main Street, those functions were kind of absorbed into the Winter Garden Heritage Foundation. And so that's why the foundation works very hard to bring in visitors and new customers to the downtown shops, which we do through our festivals and other events downtown, museums and other events. And also the Garden Theater is a main venue for bringing people from all over into downtown Winter Garden. So the Main Street organization no longer exists in Winter Garden, but it was successful in that it created an excitement about revitalizing downtown and started the conversation about how we could do that.
Alana McMillan, general manager of the Garden Theater, is able to give further insight on the redeveloped Garden Theater.
And in 2003, the Winter Garden Heritage Foundation really wanted to bring the old theater back. The building was up for sale. And so the city of Winter Garden very graciously purchased the building and handed it over to the Heritage Foundation with the task of them raising the funds and operating the theater. And so that's exactly what we did. And it ended up being a $3.5 million renovation project, complete with the restoration of the Romeo and Juliet balconies and the twinkling stars in the sky, which were original to the building. We had to recreate them with fiber optics. But originally they had a false ceiling in the theater, and they drilled holes in it. So when you looked up, it looked like twinkling stars in the ceiling. So we recreated all of that and really brought back the spirit of the history, the rich, rich history that was the theater. And so when we reopened in February of 2008, it was really wide open as to what we were going to put in the space. But one thing we definitely wanted to do was connect to the local community and try to bring back that nostalgia because, you know, closing in 1963, there are still a lot of people in this area who remember quite well going to the theater back in the day. So we really wanted to offer that back to the community and connect to them. At the same time, we also saw an opportunity for this historic venue to be an economic driver of downtown Winter Garden and really work to reach out to not only this local Winter Garden community, but West Orange County and the Orlando area, and even looking regionally, nationally, and internationally to bring people in who didn't know about downtown Winter Garden and give them wonderful entertainment within this area as well. The Heritage Foundation was the group that was originally tasked with leading the vision and restoring the building, and that's what the Heritage Foundation does. They are committed to the preservation of the history in West Orange County. And so when they brought on this project, it was to restore the building. And as we became operational and had activities happening within the building, really the missions became different within what was happening with the Garden Theater, which was driven more of an entertainment operational building, and the Winter Garden Heritage Foundation, which was dedicated to preserving the history. And so as the missions were not quite aligned, we've always figured that we would spin off someday, but we didn't know when that would be. And it really was good timing. We've been operational now for a few years, and it was really good timing to see both missions thrive independently, but at the same time we get to work together and collaborate on projects and work together through different things like our educational programs and activities like that.
With the separation of the Garden Theater as its own entity, the Winter Garden Heritage Foundation now consists of the History Center, Central Florida Railway Museum, and the Heritage Museum. Phil Cross, the historian for the local chapter of the National Railway Historical Society, is able to go into detail about the structure of the Winter Garden Heritage Foundation.
On September the 17th of 2003, the chapter donated its museum complex and property to the city of Winter Garden, and in turn signed a 99-year lease with the City of Winter Garden for the Central Florida Railroad Museum for the display of the chapter's collection of railroad-related artifacts and memorabilia and for any other use deemed appropriate for museum operation and or education. The Winter Garden Heritage Foundation, the chapter, and the City of Winter Garden entered into an agreement whereby the Heritage Foundation and the chapter would jointly operate the Central Florida Railroad Museum 7 days per week from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. each day. The Heritage Foundation would be responsible for the operation Monday through Friday, and the chapter would be responsible for the operation on Saturdays and Sundays.
For about 16 years, the Winter Garden Heritage Foundation has participated in the preservation and the revitalization of downtown, historic downtown Winter Garden. We work to protect the historic structures downtown. We also protect artifacts from our history. We provide research and educational opportunities. In 1991, when Winter Garden was accepted as a Main Street Florida community, I participated as a board member on the Main Street Board of Directors. Then in 1994, the City Commission of Winter Garden started talking about demolishing the historic Edgewater Hotel in downtown. They wanted to build a parking lot there. Several board members and I decided that we needed to form a 501c3 organization to protect that historic structure as well as others. We actually were talking about how we would buy and restore the hotel. At the 11th hour, someone else stepped in and offered to buy the hotel and restore it. And so that allowed us, the newly established Winter Garden Heritage Foundation, to focus our attention on doing other things. We decided that we would help to see that the heritage and the historic structures downtown would be saved indefinitely for future generations. Okay, yeah, the Winter Garden Heritage Foundation opened the Heritage Museum back in 1998, and then later we opened what we call the History Center, which is our library, and it's a research library and our archival center, as well as our administrative offices. The Central Florida Railroad Museum was opened in 1979 in the historic Tavares and Gulf Railroad Depot by members of the Central Florida chapter of the National Railway Historical Society. And they opened that museum in 1979, and they were finding it difficult to keep the museum open, and so we approached them, we approached the chapter members, and offered to help. And so now we work cooperatively with the chapter and also the city. The city now owns the historic building, the old T&G Railroad Depot, and they maintain the building for us. And the chapter, the National Railway Historical Society chapter, they own the collection, and they help maintain the collection and catalog it and document it.
The City of Winter Garden has worked cooperatively with the Winter Garden Heritage Foundation to preserve the history of their community, and in doing so, have created a model that will help their city for many years to come. John Reese, mayor of Winter Garden, goes into further detail.
It's kind of bring the history of Winter Garden to life, and we've always partnered with the Winter Garden Heritage to ensure that the historical integrity of our downtown plus other buildings in our city are maintained. In relation to the historical heritage of Winter Garden, they bring a lot of great educational programs to our residents so that they can look back and see what our town used to be like. They bring the arts, the theater to Winter Garden. We work hand in hand with them in bringing events to our city. And they have taken over, they have fixed up and run both the museums here in downtown Winter Garden. So we've been very blessed with a great group of people that have the interest in our city to ensure that we maintain the past and as we move into the future. So I think we've had a great relationship with them. I say them, but I mean, us, because I think we're all one and the same. We all live in Winter Garden, work in Winter Garden, and we're just very appreciative of the efforts of a lot of the people, time they put in.
This has been the Winter Garden Heritage Foundation, preserving Florida's past, and remember to check out our other podcast, The Railways of Central Florida, an interview with Phil Cross, and Winter Garden's 20th Century, Boom, Bust, and Rebirth, all parts of our series on Winter Garden. I am Nicholas Neamey, signing off for Mayor John Reese, Alana McMillan, Kate Kappelman, and Phil Cross. Thank you for listening. There are many podcasts out there, and I think you chose the right one.
Thank you for listening to the Riches Documentary Podcast. Feel free to contact us with any questions or comments on the program that you just heard. Please join us for the next episode, The Construction of Inequality, Politics, and Influence on I-4.
Tells me.
Bombay.
Geneva.
Hi, to see you.
Vero, bitch.
Danella.